The Basin Plan is having a real impact on the lives of the people in our region, positive and negative. The message from our communities is clear. Hear our stories, understand the impact on individuals, on families, on businesses.
On the 19th of November, 1888, in the quiet district of Spitalfields, London, a crime scene had been uncovered. Number 13 Miller's Court was home to the discovery of the mutilated body of Mary Jane Kelly, said to be the fifth victim of Jack the Ripper. Just hours later, on that very day, a man by the name of Walter Thomas Porriott boarded the SS Oceana, where he sailed to Australia to live out the rest of his days. The Freemasons' Hall, on the corner of Dorcas and Ferrars Street, South Melbourne, or Emerald Hill, as it was originally named, has been the home of the Melbourne Camera Club since the club purchased the building in the late 1970s.
In 1962, the military led a coup against the Myanmar government. Their goal was to instate the practice of one religion, Buddhism, through the act of genocide. This led to the death of thousands of Rohingya Muslims. This conflict continues to this day. Good water quality is vital in the Murray-Darling Basin. It sustains all life. More than 3 million Australians rely on the basin's rivers and their tributaries for drinking water. Good quality water powers $24 billion of primary production across the basin every year.